In the pub, I introduced Barbara to my long-lost father, who made a fuss of buying her a drink, settling her in a chair, and lifting the palm of her hand to his lips and kissing it. "Headingly," he said, "when are you going to make an honest woman of her?"
"Headingly already has an honest woman," said Barbara. "I'm his less than honest one."
"You're married?"
That was my father to me, in a tone of surprise.
"With a son," said Barbara.
"You didn't say."
"So what do you think of my dad?" I said to Barbara.
"Very handsome, very charming," she said.
"I suppose your brother must have collected those attributes."
She said she'd heard he'd been away for some time.
"Very direct, Barbara."
"I have been in the heathen lands of the Amorite, the Hittite, and the Girgashite."
"Girgashite? So that's what Headingly is full of."
"More drinks," I said.
They were talking about South Africa when I came back from the bar. He told the story as if it were a serenade. He had been a representative for Dunhill. His job had been simple: to drive around in an open-top Bentley painted red and gold, the company colours, with a boot full of cigarettes, which he handed out at polo matches, embassy shindigs, and any society party to which he could get himself invited.
"A somewhat archaic system of public relations," Barbara said.
My father agreed. "But parts of South Africa were like that," he protested, kissing her hand again. "Like England after the war. Rather amateurish, decent fellows doing Mickey Mouse jobs."
"The place disgusts me," said Barbara.
"Good fun," said my father.
I asked what had happened to the money, the £68,000, over £300,000 in today's terms.
"Oh, that," said my father.
"He's still after you, by the way," I said.
"Who?"
"Weeks.
I blew all that within a couple of years."
So he had taken the money.
I suppose that was something else I'd known all along. "Bloody expensive business, buying false passports, giving yourself a new life. And then it's an easy way to spend money, South America."
"South America?" said Barbara.
Before he could elaborate, something happened. Something undramatic, but of great importance. A woman walked into the pub. And what a woman.
"This one," I thought, "will be trouble."